Blog Talk Radio.
Tracy, and I'm joined by my
oh-so-sexy
Miss Angela.
Hello. I am quite literally driving to, like, the town so I can fucking stay connected. So awesome. So hopefully I don't lose you while I'm driving there, but, you know, it happens. This is part of my life.
That
you
is
know.
True.
They're like, okay, so my dirt road is being paved. And because they're doing that, they knocked out, like, the cable in the Wi-Fi. So, I have Wi-Fi right now, and I live in the fucking sticks. So, I'm like, oh, man, look at them driving down. It's fine. No pressure. Oh, my God. Yeah. So, we have, like, quite the show tonight, I do have to say. Wow, I could have said that any more Minnesotan. But, oh, my God. So, the reason I chose said topic of this evening is because I have been hit on, like, by 3 different people in the last couple days. And I find it very, 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 very humorous because, like, the pickup lines are just so fucking out there that I had to do it again. So, obviously, me and Tracy get hit on quite a bit. A lot of it is very fucking grotesque and or really fucking amateur shit, and it just really makes us laugh. So keep trying. You guys are doing very well at making us laugh. So, the pickup line that I came across the other day was, you just couldn't handle this. That's why you're saying no.
Seriously?
Right! Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right, that's exactly, I can't handle you. You are so right. And that's nothing to do with the fact that you look like fucking Gumby. And your lips remind me of fucking earthworms. And your eyes are like the size of peas. But your head is bigger than your entire facial feature. Nothing to do with the fact that you're just downright ugly. Everything to do with, I can't handle you. You are right. Yeah. It was good. It was really good.
Okay, why does my dog want to play catch right now? What the hell?
I think you just need to throw your dog a hot dog.
Come here.
You need to give your dog a steak when we go on air. Or, like, a very large piece of meat.
Well, I just ate a steak. Bring your stupid ball. Come here. I know, she's scared. Great, now he's scared of the other dog. Awesome. So, anyways. Oh, my God, you're such a wimp. Seriously. Ugh. Oh, my God.
Please, you need to put your dog outside.
Yeah, well, and then they stand out there, and then they stare at me.
Or they run away. They run away. They tend to do that while we're on air, too.
They love to do that. It's like, oh.
They do.
Attention. Let's bolt. So, before we get into, I think we should ruffle feathers first before we demasculate people. What do you think? Does that sound like fun?
Oh, you know, I'm all for ruffling feathers.
I know. And I figured
the one thing that I would love to ruffle feathers about, I can't talk about on air.
Why?
Well, because it's against my religion. Oh. No, I really don't have a religion, but I really can't. But I really want to, but I can't. I can't. I'm not going to stoop that low. I'm going to be a good girl.
Okay, well, I'm going to a level, and I want to publicly address the stupid-ass people who like to block the fucking freeways in the morning or at night, stopping traffic. Okay,
yeah.
First of all, I want to point out something. You're supporting Black Lives Matter, and yet Black Lives Matter claims white privilege. Guess who it is that's doing it? It's not black people. No, it's stupid-ass fucking white people standing in the middle of the fucking freeway.
Duh! I still want to know who the idiot is that pulled the small straw that has to walk out in the traffic first.
Well, did you hear this morning? They parked on the fucking highway, or the freeway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have so many questions at this point. First of all, starting with, if you're able to stop traffic at 7:30 in the morning, clearly you don't have a job. Because you should be either sleeping from second or third shift or on your way to work like a good little fucking American. But obviously these asshats didn't get that memo and they don't have a goddamn job. So they're standing up for something. They're standing up for a group who likes to bash people. But you know what? The thing is that one of my friends, he posted the most amazing response to quote unquote race war. And this woman's response was the most, oh my God, I'm getting it on the wall, hang on.
Throw your dog a hot dog.
I got another ball. Here, go get it.
Well, good.
Her response was absolutely amazing because she had a valid point. She said, you know what? There is no quote-unquote other race because we are all one race. We are the human race. And to try and separate that because of skin pigment is stupid.
Right.
Which I get. I get that it happens. I'm not saying that it doesn't. I get that it happens. However, the news and media, it's their job to get ratings. So the more that they can twist and turn a story and to get ratings and to get that quote unquote scoop, that's what they're supposed to do. Now,
right.
The one thing I've learned a long time ago, and actually, I'll tell another story in a minute. The one thing people need to do to make intelligent decisions, and please note, I said intelligent decisions, and and come to your own conclusion. Ask questions. Get all the facts before you just jump to it and just assume that because something's online that it's accurate, because it might not
right.
be accurate. Word of mouth, guess what? You ever play the game telephone when you were a kid? Was it the same when it started? Nope, sure wasn't. Everything gets shifted,
right.
everything gets turned, because that's just how it is. It's human nature. So us as a society, I think the best thing we can do is start to ask questions and not like get instantly pissed off. Find out what's going on. Get all the facts before you make a decision. You know, like, you know, you don't know. But also, side note, for anybody who's got a conceal and carry, there is no law that says you have to announce that you have a gun. And guess what? Announcing you have a gun to a cop, probably not the best idea. I'm just also throwing that out there. Might be a little bit of common sense while you're at it. I get that you have to give them your conceal and carry permit, but you do not have to be like, hey, guess what? I got it on me. I'm just going to, like, lean here and conveniently, like, have to go past my gun to get my wallet. Yeah, because that's not going to freak somebody out right now.
Okay.
Stupid. But it's like, you know, it's just the whole stopping traffic thing. Personally, I think every single person should be charged with manslaughter if someone dies because an emergency vehicle can't get through. Or if an accident is caused by that, I think that whoever stopped traffic should be charged with a crime. And not just a misdemeanor. I think it should be a felony. Because you're delaying care for somebody. What if somebody was on the way to have a baby or to see a dying relative? What if it was somebody, what if you're the stupid ass who's blocking fucking traffic and one of your relatives is dying and your dumb ass is on a fucking freeway protesting for somebody you never even met? Stupid. Fucking stupid.
I can't even go to this topic because it just makes me so angry. And, like, the thing that gets me is, like, I have friends that listen that aren't even from this state. Like, they're, like, obviously there's been, like, Black Lives Matter protesting going on everywhere. It's horrible here. Like, it's worse here because of the one guy that just passed away, Philando or whatever. Like, you're fucking hurting police officers, you dumb fucks. Like, they didn't fucking do anything. And not, there's bad cops everywhere. There's bad people everywhere. So why are we just going after the cops? Because it's fucking easy, because they're outnumbered? Why don't you fucking go after the people that, the fucking heroin dealer that killed all these fucking people for doing drugs? Like, go after what fucking matters. Like, it's, I don't know. I can't even do it. I can't. Nope. We need to change topics because I'm going to get angry.
Okay, but here's a good twist to it. I absolutely applaud. Round of applause for the Dallas police chief who actually said anybody who wants to criticize his police force, they're hiring. Come on out, fill out an application, go ahead and join. It is. I was like, yeah, that was like the most beautiful way to respond. It's like, you want a bitch and say that there's something wrong? Fine. Come and be part of the solution. You find out from the other side of that badge how hard that job is. You have a split second. A split second. So, okay, I get it that you're, you know, dealing with other human beings. Humans are unpredictable. We are as wild as a wild animal. You never know what somebody's going to do. I mean, little Mary Sunshine could all of a sudden snap and, you know, go in and shoot up a post office because she had a bad day. Or maybe she's PMSing. I don't know. But, I mean, you have a split second to decide, is this person good or bad? Is something going to happen? Do I need to be on edge? They're always on edge. Like, that's hard job, a hard job. So you know what? How about when you get pulled over, like, I don't know, don't be a douche. How about just like, be like, yep, I obviously did something wrong. You know, just don't escalate the situation. And,
right.
you know, like the Dallas police, she said, you got a problem?
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. I have to interview here. I can't even. I wish I could take a video of this, but I can't. There's like a group of teenagers playing this Pokemon Go game, mind you. I'm sitting outside of a fucking gas station, and this kid just walks straight into the wall. Yes! Oh, that's what I've been waiting for with this fucking game. Anyways. I needed that. That was great.
Yeah, no, like, another good example of why you need to ask questions before you make up your mind that someone is good or bad, or that a situation was appropriate, or that you even reacted appropriately. When I was first going through my divorce, I had an entire church hate me. An entire church. Like, I am not exaggerating. This is not a drill. They had meetings about me. Oh, my God. Doing this right now. They actually had meetings about me as to how to deal with me being quote unquote possessed by Satan, which, by the way, he's not keeping me warm at night. Now, this past week, I had the most strange situation happen. This actually on Friday. I actually had one of the pastors apologize. Yeah. He apologized profusely, 7 times, if you will, because I kept count, because I'm a bitch like that. He apologized for doing that to me and for making assumptions and not asking questions and not getting the whole story. I'm like, huh, imagine that. You mean, like, just taking somebody's word for it when they're, you know, a little pissed off about something? Might have been a bad idea. Weird. So I'm just saying, like, before you make a decision about a situation or a person, maybe like take 30 seconds and talk to them if you want, if it involves your life. If it doesn't involve your life, well, like, fuck off. Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my God, hell is now freezing over, or I'm dying. Did I not get this memo? I hate it when that happens. But yeah, I couldn't believe it when he apologized. I was like, that was really nice. That was really cool. And he's like, you can come to church. I'm like, oh, I don't think so.
Trip over the curb. Do it again. Make me laugh. Come on. Apparently you don't know where the fuck you're going, sir. Congratulations.
Yeah,
yell out the window like Pokemon Black. I found him already.
There's just been a lot of things going on, and like I said, I had to get that off my chest, because every once in a while you gotta ruffle some feathers, and whatever, you know what, fuck it. If somebody wants to get pissed off, save your hate mail, because you're not gonna win this battle. I don't really care.
Go3@yahoo.com. I'd love to answer your hate mail.
Just message us on Facebook, that way we can both see it.
Yes, that too.
You know, just saying.
Anyway,
so, back to the awful pickup line. I am a huge fan of that. I don't understand why, when you tell somebody that you're not interested, why do they just keep, like, going?
I don't understand where the challenge is. Like, if I tell you no, and then you're like, oh, you're just scared. You're like, you couldn't handle this. Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's like my friend Kayla, she got into it with a coworker, and her coworker frequently likes to throw her phone at her. Like,
nice.
Like the phone attached to the cord thing still. Yeah. So she has a coworker who likes to throw her phone at her. And she was telling me about it yesterday, and she goes, yeah, she told me that she wanted to throw her phone at me today. And I was like, you know, really today, like, you know, I'm not feeling it today. I'm just not. Can we not throw the phone today? Oh, we were going to do it anyways? Okay. So I started laughing, so I was like, that's like the same thing as, like, shitty pickup lines, and same thing as, like, why do people continuously try to challenge other people when somebody says no? No means no. So I, again, posted on Facebook. I wanted a poll of shitty pickup lines. A lot of them were really, really good. There was a lot that we hadn't heard from the last time. But then I got into, like, one of those Family Feud things this morning that said, what is one thing that will piss guys off that women say? Now, I know every guy hates it when a girl says, whatever. And I really find it interesting that every guy thinks, like, when we say, whatever, it's not always because we're right or that it's our way of saying, fuck off. Sometimes we just really don't fucking care. So, I also had in my comments, because, you know, a lot of things that guys hate is when women say no to sex. So I went with the normal, you know, we have a headache or, you know, stuff like that. But the responses were fucking amazing. I don't know if you got to read them all, but they were good. They were fucking good. So, I gotta pull it up, which I can because I'm in town and it makes me happy. So, have you ever said something to a guy that just made him, you know, pissed off and you didn't even try?
Well, yeah. I mean, normally it's just like, well, most of the time if I say something and it pisses him off, it's usually because I'm trying. I usually, like, really aim for it. There was one time I actually complimented my ex-husband's man boobs at being bigger than mine.
Yeah.
He didn't like that at all. Especially when I grabbed them. I grabbed one of his and I grabbed one of mine, and I was like, see? Look, you're bigger than me. He did not find that it was humorous at all. That was actually not the best idea. Who knew? What else have I done?
Apparently saying you're rocking the beer gut pisses guys off too.
Well, sometimes,
I don't know why.
You know, or telling them when they shave that they look better with facial hair.
You know, I don't get that because that's the beer fat or the beard fad right now.
Like, no,
guys are all of a sudden deciding that they need to shave off their beards. If women know you with the beard, why the fuck would you shave it off? I don't want to see your baby face.
Yeah.
I don't want to have, like, some guy who's looking like he's 12 go down on my vagina. I'm good. God.
Yeah.
Apparently, where are you? Pisses guys off. Well, if you say you're going to be somewhere at a certain time, don't you think you should be there?
No.
All right. Apparently saying, are you really going to eat that? Piss those guys off, too.
You know what else pisses them off?
What?
When you and you're like, you really fucked her on purpose?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they don't like that at all.
Apparently, if you grab a bottle and a beer can inside their penis, and which is bigger, that pisses them off. I'm just trying to stop being a bitch. Now, I just recently learned from a friend of mine who has been to jail. If you call a man a bitch in jail, it's like something totally different than like in the real world. So then I'm like, I know that it pisses my guy friend off if you call him a bitch. And I get it. I understand. But you can't be so fucking sensitive. Like, sensitive society is so fucking bullshit, and I've got the mouth of a fucking sailor. If I'm going to call you a bitch, why is it okay for you to call me a bitch, but I can't call you a bitch?
Right.
Like, because you went to jail, and calling you a bitch in jail means something different than calling you a bitch not in jail? Like,
so now you're supposed to pull up your fucking criminal history so you know.
Right.
Bullshit.
Apparently telling a guy, let's take the car to the mechanic, makes him mad. Sometimes YouTube does not do you justice, honey. We have to bring the car to the mechanic.
Well,
apparently saying I'm on my period pisses a guy off. Now,
what the hell,
if you want to ride the Red River, kudos to you. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes it doesn't bother guys, and that's fine because it doesn't bother me. But it's like morning sex, and my river is flowing. Like, I don't want to have to go back into the shower and clean all that shit up because you just get to stick your dick over the sink, wash it off. We have to actually wash our vaginas.
Yeah, that involves a lot more steps.
Yes, it does. So, apparently saying that's why I fucked your friend pisses a guy off. I can see that. I don't think you know what you're doing. True. This pissed a guy off. But I would do that intentionally. Don't come in my mouth.
Huh?
Don't. A girl saying don't come in my mouth. Now, ladies, Angela at your service, a blowjob a day. We can go back to this. A blowjob a day keeps the side chicks away. There's your answer. Is your Red River flowing? Open it up, sweetheart. Just hurry up and get it over with. Pisses a guy off.
Oh, no, come on.
We got things we gotta do.
That's true.
Like, you know, we multitask all the time. Like, I don't know, I've thought about paying bills while I'm getting laid. If you're taking too long, the brain's gonna start wandering. Fake it till you make it. Fucking no. Okay. There is the girly girl answers. And I had to put on my chick brain when I posted these.
Okay.
So I'm gonna say it like I would say it if I was a really big girly girl, which would never happen. Okay. Whew. Oh my god, I think we need a joint Facebook account. Fucking shoot me. Just shoot me. If you need a joint Facebook account with your guy, fucking don't even have a boyfriend.
Okay, you know what? I think I want to do a whole show with the man and the woman who have joint Facebook accounts. I want to talk to them. I want to find out why can you not have separate social media accounts? Do you not trust them? Did they do something to cause you to not trust them? Are you doing something shady?
Yes.
I mean, I think we should put it out there to find out why. I mean, don't give me the bullshit. Oh my God, we're so close. Fuck you. No, you're not. Do you, I mean, if you're that close, I'm going to buy you matching toilets and like connect them. You're going to work together? Just get one car then. You don't need two because you're together all the time. Oh my God, we're so close. Fuck that. Be your own person. Like, have your own thing. Stop. Do you get a purse with the person's nuts in it at that point? And does it come with a chastity belt with a combo that only the dude knows, or what? I mean, it's just seriously.
Like, do you think they have like set times that they can go on together? Like, okay, we're gonna sit down on the couch and watch Facebook together.
Oh my God. Okay, but like when it comes to friending, then, you know, are you gonna be like, why did you friend that bitch? I don't like her. So I'm going to, like, get her off there. And what if it's, like, your boss's niece that you wanted to connect with for a business opportunity? And your super jealous significant other is like, you can't talk to that bitch. I don't like her. She's prettier than me. You know what? Shut the fuck up. Jesus Christ. You know what? If people were a little bit more secure in themselves, and like you said, a little job a day keeps the side chick away. You know,
right.
Don't be a twat waffle and freak out about absolutely everything 24/7. If there's a major issue, fine. say something, but don't freak out and, like, spray paint his car, perhaps. I mean, that's always a classy move. You know, don't slash the tires, because guess what, sweetie? You know what? You guys got a fucking joint account, so it's coming out of your money anyways, stupid. People just, they just
I don't get it. I will never get it. I just, yuck. Just yuck. Just yuck.
I think we should find joint Facebook people. I mean, are you going to say that you don't have time for social media? Fine. What do you need an account for then? You know, what the fuck? I'm just so busy. I just, fine. Then don't have one. Go to Twitter, where, like, the attention span is like a gnat. You get 140 characters to say what you need to say, and that's it. You don't get to really see any pictures or anything, because, like, the attention span is just gone. I think Twitter was actually created by somebody with ADD.
I've never even been on Twitter, so I wouldn't know.
It's weird. You're like, hey, guys, I just pooped. Hey, guess what? I just did this.
Oh, my God. Okay. So this goes both ways. Sorry, I just read another one. Things women say to piss off their man. Where the hell did it go? This is the best one. Fine then, just leave. That is not just a woman that says that. I know more men that have said that in a relationship than a fucking woman.
Yep.
Why the fuck is it when things get too hard, you always fucking resort to, well, fine then, just leave. If you're that unhappy, just leave. I don't fucking care. Yes, you do care, because if you didn't care, you wouldn't have fucking said it.
Right.
And that's just a bitch move.
Mm-hmm.
I found Pokemon! I found him! He's right over there. Don't worry. Yeah, hi. Oh my God, I just try to go sit everywhere now. Like, there's, like, groups. I'm sitting in this parking lot. I've seen three groups of teenagers walking up and up. This is great. Anyways. But yeah, like, why? Like, I don't understand it. And then just leave. Ugh.
I just, yeah. I mean, like, I'm curious. How do you have that conversation? Is that conversation more difficult than, like, the first time you see somebody poop? Or, like, the first time you have to buy supplies for them? Like, you know, like, does he have a hemorrhoid? Do you need to get a hemorrhoid cream for him the first time? Maybe she's on the reg and she needs tampons and ice cream. We don't know.
Right? If they have a joint Facebook account and one of them has hemorrhoids, do you think they wipe each other's asses?
Well, okay, here's my other thing. Okay, now, this is where it gets really funny. My ex-husband and his new wife have a joint Facebook account.
Do you think they would let us interview them?
I don't see that would go really well. It might go well. I don't think that it would come the same necessarily, because I would be laughing the entire time going, dude, really? I mean, I guess I just don't, if you're going to be with somebody and you can't trust them at all, not even on social media. Now, I am not saying for one second that everybody on social media is G-rated and it's all kumbaya. I get it. There are some trifling females and trifling men on there, and they will try and break up your little happy whatever. But you know what? A joint Facebook account's not going to fix it. I get it that it could deter it, but it could deter a lot of things. Like, if you're in business and you want to connect with somebody, You're never gonna know who's actually responding to you, and that could get, like, super awkward.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I look at stuff like that going, okay, that could create a lot of awkward situations. Or what if, say you have a joint Facebook account and one of your friends is having a problem and they wanna talk about it. And it's, like, super personal stuff. Are you gonna be like, honey, I need you to not look at the face. Or are you going to delete it? Because that's not shady either. Because then the other person's going to be like, what were you really talking about? Were you talking
right?
about me? It was personal.
Thank you. This takes me to the Jake from State Farm commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Who says that you're talking to? It's late at night. It's the insurance company. It's this silly Jake from State Farm. You sound a hideous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really?
No.
Like, I can get, like, waking up and you're, like, significant other's on the phone and you're like, you know, what's up? My first instinct would be, is everything okay?
Right.
Like, because I would think somebody's hurt. It wouldn't be, who the fuck are you talking to?
Mm-hmm.
That shit, I don't, and I, like, and then, like, my thing is like, guys and girls, like, I don't know, I've got a lot of shit on my phone. Like, a lot of shit. Like, a lot of shit. I am a mother that does not let my kids play on my phone. There's no reason that a child should be playing on my phone. That's how I am.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I have anything to hide. I just have a lot of fucking shit. Like, radio stuff, AOW stuff, like, all kinds of different things that if something gets deleted, I'd be really fucking pissed off. Because I've had friends that have had their kids play on their phones, and they fucking, like, swiped out, like, cleaned out all of their pictures and shit. And then they freak the fuck out. Well, oh my god, my kid did this. You're the fucking idiot that lets your kid play on their phone. Done.
Right.
So, my thing is, I am not going to let my child play on my phone or let anyone else really fucking fuck with my phone.
Right.
And then, guys, you know, back in the day, a woman's purse was not something that a man was supposed to go into. That's how I feel about my phone. That's how I feel about, I'm not going to fuck with your phone, why would you fuck mine? Unless, of course, I'm sitting across from one of my friends and they're texting the entire time that I'm with them, then I'll, like, reach across the table and, like, swishy-swishy back and forth on their phone. But that's a different thing. You weren't, like, if you are that far up your fucking significant other's ass, you have to have, like, a joint Facebook account, go fuck yourself. There's no reason you should be in a goddamn motherfucking relationship. Also, my friend Lauren had posted the other day, and I'm going to read what the fuck it says, because I was like, that is perfect. If you're in a fucking relationship, and you feel, now, I think tagging on Facebook is fucking stupid when you're in a relationship. If you gotta tag somebody every 5 fucking minutes that you're with them, and that you're, like, hanging out with them, and, like, oh my god, like, Joe just made me the best, like, lasagna in the world. Like, best boyfriend award. Like, that shit's just fucking stupid and annoying. If you feel you need to tag your boyfriend, your husband, your someone, your girlfriend, I don't fucking care. Says, don't look at him, don't touch him, don't add him, don't like all of his pictures, don't message him, don't text him, don't chill with him, don't try to be his best friend, don't complete him, don't hug him, don't winky face him, don't write on his wall, don't rate him, don't smile at him. Don't worry about him, he's mine. If you feel you need to post that on your significant other's wall, you don't need to have him or her at all. Like, there's, like, control issues that come to mind when you feel you need to. Like, my kid's dad isn't even on my Facebook. My mother isn't even on my Facebook. There's no reason you feel you need to be that up in your fuck other person. Like, y'all just may as well, you should just be Siamese twins. Just, you know. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
See if you can get, like, I mean, there's so many piercings nowadays. Just see if you could, like, get hooked together.
Yeah, there you go. I'm totally killing it. You're like, oh my god, would you look at that? It's so cute. Oh my god, look what he did.
We got matching ugly sweaters for Christmas.
Oh my god. I'm totally gonna do it now.
No, fuck.
I wonder how long I could get away with that. Probably not very long. I think it's an experiment. I actually, you know what? Instead of this needs to be a man panel and a chick panel question instead.
I was I was asked when we were going to do that. Like, I've been harassed by, like, all of the people that did man panel and all of the chicks that did female panel. Like, all of them want to come back.
We need to do that. And then I want this particular situation. I want that. And I want somebody who's been in that situation. I want that so tremendously much. And it's not to cause problems. It's to just understand it, because that's like a weird new thing that people are going to try and do. It's different, and we want to understand it. We're not going to criticize it much. Probably make fun of it a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
I cannot not criticize it. I can't. I want the over dramatic crazy chick, and I want the guy that has been burned.
Yes.
Not like the couple, because that would probably end very badly. But I don't like. I understand people have insecurity issues, and I understand that people have control issues.
Yes.
But you just look like a fucking psychopath. Like, my kid's dad. Like, I could not tell him I was, like, I couldn't be like, hey, I'm going to run up to the store really quick.
Mm-hmm.
I had to tell him what I was getting. If I got something more than what I was getting, I had to, like, tell him what it was. Like, there was no surprises. Like, I couldn't bring home, like, a box of donuts for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And a fucking bra. Like, I couldn't, like, I had to, like, list out everything that I was getting, because he was that controlling.
Yeah.
Like, that's just too much. Like, who are you? I mean, shit, you were with me when I had to fucking take selfies. Like, you need to take a selfie so I know who you're with at all times. Like, you need to do, like, an aerial view of, like, the fucking bar that you're at, whatever. Like, hell no. Get the fuck out. Like, bye.
Yeah, it was way overkill. But yeah, I don't understand, and I would love for someone to explain this to me, why it is, and the thing is that, like, these people who have these joint accounts, they really think that they have, like, a strong relationship. When in fact, I think it's more susceptible to lies and deception, because, I mean, it just can't even be healthy. How do you become your own? How do you maintain your own person? I need to know. We need to know these things. We need to locate people who can help. There must be these people, and they must come on separately for man panel and chick panel.
Oh.
Everything. Ooh, you know what would be really good? Ooh, this is a mission now. Mm-hmm. Big time mission. I want to find a therapist who can actually discuss joint Facebook accounts and, like, limiting. I would like to know if there's some benefit to it. I mean, maybe there's some major benefit to it and we don't know it. Major trust issues.
Oh, God. I could ask my therapist. Oh, man. That poor soul. The best is my first day of my new therapist. I look at her, she looks at me, she goes, hey, nice shirt. I'm like, yeah, I know, because I was wearing my Ninja Turtle shirt. And I look at her, and I'm like, man, this is ought to be interesting. So, We get into our first session, and I look at her, it's like, well, I'm going to warn you right now, I'm super sarcastic, I'm bitchy, and I smile a lot. And she's like, well, that's fucking fantastic. And this was her exact words, that's fucking fantastic. She's like, I'm going to call you out on your bullshit, and every time you have a nervous smile, I'm like, fuck!
That's awesome.
This is going to be great. This is what I'm paying for.
Exactly. That's exactly what you need.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Side note, I know I'm off topic, but I got ADD like a motherfucker. There is a group of kids on a bike circling the parking lot with their phones up in the air. Can I? I almost like want to run over there and be like, the sky is falling.
Oh my god, no, you know what, you need to also just like take off, be like, Pikachu's over there!
Is that what the thing, is there a Pikachu? Is that what, I don't fucking know.
Yep.
I don't know shit damn fuck about this goddamn shit. Apparently, so this is like a big thing to play in Ohio, and I will bash it, and I don't give a fuck. Okay, here's the thing. I get like, we're stuck in our cell phones because, like, you know, you do a lot of shit on your cell phone. Like, you work, you do, like, you know, you text, you fucking got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, fucking, you got the internet at your fucking fingertips, you've got things that you got to do, you got maps on your fucking phone, you got all this kinds of shit. I get it. I understand it. A lot of us are already stuck on our phones. You come up with a fucking game. There's a, dude, seriously, I'm gonna fucking, like, just start laughing hysterically. Pokemon's over there, dude. Right, yeah, no. See that American flag? Yeah, that right there. Yeah, dude, I got him already. No, I'm serious. Right over there. Like, I don't know if he's, like, still there. I mean, I got him, but, like, see, no, I don't know. Still look! Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Anyways. This is great. I love it. Yay! I can talk with people all night long sitting here. Anyway, so, yes, my window is down. I am fucking with people while I'm sitting here. So, anyways, so, okay. If you're fucking excited that Billy Bob, your child here, mm-hmm. Oh my god, he finally got off his ass and he's gonna go play and da 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 and all of his friends are gonna get together and they're gonna go chase Pokemon. If it took for a fucking app on a goddamn game to get your child up off the motherfucking couch, what the fuck are you so proud of? Because clearly you've been doing parenting wrong this entire fucking time. It's already bad enough, like, to go out to dinner. The thing that fucking kills me is going out to dinner and you see a mom hand over her phone and the dad hand over his phone to Shawnee Pooh and Susie Q because you want to have a quiet dinner.
Yeah.
That's a fucking family dinner. I put my phone in my pocket or leave it in my car while I go out to dinner with my kids. Or I take a picture of them being all cute or whatever, and then they go about their business. Like, my phone goes away. Now, I have been bashed horribly on social media because of my feelings about this game. I think
Why?
It's stupid. Because I think it's stupid. I think it shouldn't take a game to get your kid off their ass. If it's taking you as a parent to spend time with your child by running around fucking town playing a fucking game on your phone together, then apparently you're doing parenting wrong because you should have been spending time with your kid prior to a fucking game. And really, quite honestly, you're not even really spending time with your kid because your phone is, or your face is down in your fucking phone anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's me being an asshole, then so be it. But it's fucking honest. It's the truth.
Yeah, it's very true. Like, I think people forget. I mean, it's almost like parenting is kind of a lost art form and doing stuff with kids and talking to them. I know it's a strange new concept, but I hear some people try it, and it actually works out really well.
Right. And, like, people are like, oh, well, I guess you're just the perfect parent then. No, I cuss a lot and I do it in front of my kids and I shouldn't do it. And I get mad once in a while and I yell and I don't like that I do it. But every single person that has met my kids have all said the same thing. Wow, your kids are really respectful. Wow, your kids really listen. Wow, you don't have to like sit there and tell them no a million times. Well, sometimes I do because Jacob doesn't like to listen all the time. But like, it's not hard when you discipline instead of it being, I'm going to take away your phone. No, No, my kids have set times for that shit. They don't get to play on their phones and their tablets all the time. And the funny thing was, is I told my 11-year-old about this Pokemon game because I wanted to see if he was interested in it.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, have you heard of this Pokemon game? He's like, well, I've heard about it, but I don't really want to play it. And I was like, well, how come you don't want to play it? He's like, because you have to walk into the street and I don't want to get hit by a car. I was like, well, why would you get hit by a car if you're looking up? He's like, because I noticed a lot of people are looking down and they're not paying attention to what they're doing.
Wow.
And he's 11 years old.
Smart kid.
He goes, yeah, Mom, that kind of seems really stupid because there's people that are walking in alleyways.
Yeah.
And you can get hit by a car.
It's amazing when kids are smarter than adults.
Yeah, like the one lady that fell into a fucking thingamajigger. Oh, what do you call that thing?
For real? I know that there was a couple of road signs that said, catch Pokemon later. I'm like, is that really what it's come to?
You could
be focusing on things that are much better than, you know, Pokemon. Oh. Kind of weird. I know. My kids have played it a little bit, and I always just sit here and laugh at them. I wonder if they could find them on the treadmill. Is that mean? Hey guys, you want to find them? Go jump on the treadmill instead of walking around outside like a crazy person. My dog is totally doing dishes right now. It's kind of awesome.
Oh, man. It's fucking funny. I can't even help it. Like, this, like, the Black Lives Matter shit, the Pokemon shit, the fucking, like, pickup lines and stuff. Oh, God, it's great. It's fucking great. I can't even.
Let's circle back to the pickup line thing, because I have a situation that I would like your advice on.
What?
Now, there is one guy that I know, and he has been messaging me often, pretty much daily, asking me to
hang
out.
It's somebody I know?
Probably.
Oh.
I'll text it to you. He gets pissed when hang on, now I gotta remember how to say his last name. I think that's how you spell it. I'm not entirely sure. Maybe. Might be right. No, he'll like message me, and I'm like, hey.
Shut up.
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, dude, it's not gonna happen. Like, you know, I'm kind of seeing somebody, and you know, it's, you know, it's cool that you know I'm not interested.
He gets
like bent out of shape, and he's like, well, I've known you longer. I should get a shot. No, it's not like that. You don't get to call dibs. You don't get to, like, try and get to the front of the line. It doesn't happen like that. That's great, but, yeah, like when I say repeatedly, don't like, ask me to come over for, you know, a booty call after I've done squats because it's not cool when I've told you several times. Like, how else should I approach said situation other than just flat out ignoring him, which I've tried ignoring him and he doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Any advice?
But it's the thing, though, he did that to my brother too.
Yeah.
Like, if my brother was busy, he would do that to my brother. He would do it to me. And that's when, like, I just stopped hanging out with him altogether.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. Good luck.
I mean, it's just, it's super, I mean, short of having somebody else say something, I just don't know. I mean, like, I just don't. I'm not interested. Like, I don't know. It's not a challenge. It's not a see if you can, you know, say something clever to woo me. It's not like that. Like, it's not going to work at all. It's
Ishka.
Just going to be
Ishka.
I just don't, like, I don't know. Just trying to figure out how to sit, stay, heal kind of thing.
Good luck.
That's not very reassuring.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
You're supposed to tell me how to make it stop. Even though it's been a couple days now since I've, like, continuously said no.
I don't know what happened.
I know. It was just very frustrating. All right, so we got 3 minutes left. What do you want to tell the world?
If you want to see us, well, if you want to see me next weekend, you can find me at the JR's Outpost in Ramsey for Slapshot. They play Friday and they play Saturday. At the JR Outpost. You can also find me at Ministry this weekend watching my brother of Sin 7. There is a whole show day from 10 o'clock in the afternoon to 10:30 at night. Make sure you stay for the whole thing to support all the local bands and local music. There is like 14 or 15 bands playing that day. Let me double check this, but I really think Mushroomhead's playing that show too. Let's see. Yes. Ministry, Mushroomhead, Piranha, Sin 7, Fallen Awake, Forever Grey. There's so many fucking bands. It's at the Skyway Theater. It's $40 in advance, $50 the day of, or you can buy them from Sin 7 Band for even cheaper. So I will be there for that.
Nice.
Check us all out on August 13th at my house. I don't know. There's stuff going out. Oh, and congratulations to our boys, our friends of Straight Jacket, won the Battle of the Bands last weekend. For Rockfest, yes. Our friends of Anti-Star, Gabriel and the Apocalypse. There's a lot of Minnesota music, Smiling Politely, all made it to Rockfest, and they're super excited, and I'm excited for them, because they're playing with Slipknot and Korn and so many other big, huge bands. It's going to be great. It's a great weekend for Minnesota local bands. Yeah, I don't know. Other than that, there's a lot of things are on hold until a little bit later, because a lot of bands are going undercover and all writing some new music.
Yes. Oh, all right, well, we are at the end of our show, and I just got hit by my dog. Oh, nice. So, anything else? Any other tidbits that you wanted to throw out there?
No. There's like a war going on my Facebook, so.
Oh, fun.
If you're bored, you'll have to read it.
I will. All right. Well, then I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Cool Chick Radio tonight. And I look forward to the man panel and chick panel finding out the details and the ins and outs of joint Facebook accounts and so much more.
That should be an in-studio thing. When do we want to do that? When can we do that?
Sooner than later.
Okay.
Yeah, we will plot and plan and come up with an amazing plan for that. Because it will be epic and glorious. It needs to be done. All right. Well, everybody, kids, weekend's coming. Make sure you get out there and make those bad decisions, because bad decisions aren't going to make themselves. But in the meantime, make sure you find Cool Chick Radio on social media outlets, because we like to be liked and we love to be shared, but only on social media, because social media is the only place two women actually like to be shared. Because if you try and share two women in person, we will punch you in the junk. Everybody have a good night. Make sure you tell your friends about Cool Chick Radio and Tenacity Radio, because we're adorable. See you next week, everybody. Peace.